I caught it before I got too late, though. We could have lost a whole episode.
Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Are you? Can we start over?
Yeah,
right
go
now?
Ahead.
Dorktown, episode 133.
Dorktown. Dorktown.
Hello, friends of the world. Welcome back to Dorktown. It's a podcast. Wow. A local comedy podcast, I like to call it.
Fuck are you talking
about? Fuck is your problem, Michael.
Wow.
Wow.
It's, we're the first in that genre of local comedy.
We're the only, like, the survivors.
Survivors.
That's it. We're the cockroaches of podcasting.
Yes. And we are actually recording
we're
now.
We're a survivor.
That's why we're a little bit
yeah,
with
Mike
him
just
right now.
Fucked up a good like half
did,
hour of
yeah,
podcasting.
We were
right
going.
It wasn't
we were
that
doing
good,
good,
though.
Things were going good,
okay.
And this dipshit.
It was okay. It was okay.
It was awesome. It was epic. Things were talked about.
Well, but anyways,
thank
so
God
here
I caught
are,
it before we got too deep.
We're starting over again. So
I don't want to talk about it.
That's what she said.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
You want to move on, or you just want to stop podcasting?
How is that a good? Which that's what she said.
I'm ready to do Fonzie. Get the fuck out of here now.
I
see what you've done.
You know how many times we've done that joke?
How?
Mm-hmm. I'm not joking though.
Oh well,
oh, it's funny now, huh?
Now it's funny. Oh, now you think it's funny, huh?
You think it's funny?
Ah, you think that's funny, huh?
Yeah, see.
But thank you for listening to our podcast again. I'd like to say sorry for the last podcast. Speaking of crappy recording, for the terrible audio,
but what
I
we
don't
were,
know what happened.
Yeah,
it sucked. It was my fault, I'm sure. But the audio was crappy. And then I was way too drunk because I drank too many Pliny's and too many other craft beers.
We went out.
Other high-level alcohol beers?
Salsa danced.
The three of us, my brother, you, and I.
Mm-hmm. Salsa danced.
You salsa danced.
And then we decided
yeah.
to have a podcast.
Becky's brother and me. And I. Salsa danced.
Salsa danced.
That's
where
nice.
Do we went
that's
to?
Sweet.
We went to Spokeasy and
that's right.
And Eureka Burger.
And then I showed up and we did a podcast around midnight.
And then we did a podcast.
And that's what happens. You get a crappy podcast like that.
Epic.
There was some good stuff in there.
Absolutely.
But that was annoying. So
I was
really
harassing my brother,
to listen
though.
To it.
I was drunk harassing my brother.
Yeah, you got like more Becky on that episode. So
yeah.
That was special. And the Bells was kind of quiet, so.
Shut up.
I've been drinking a lot on the podcast lately because there's been a lot of beer around. And I don't drink that much. It's not like I drink all the
time. Tiago
I pretty
Sequoia.
Much drink like just at these kind of things.
Pliny the Elder.
Thank you, Tiago Sequoia.
Now I don't. If I drink like two beers, I get drunk now.
Tiago Sequoia Brewing.
I'm enjoying Ninkasi Tricera hops right now. My double IPA from Eugene, Oregon.
Another Pliny the Elder from Russian River Brewing.
I'm enjoying my uncle's homebrew that he had.
He did an IPA.
Hell yeah,
he made and brought a keg over here, and it's in our refrigerator.
Hell yeah, he did.
Speaking of beer, make sure to check out Bells on The Perfect Pour, episode 6.
Hell yeah, check out Bells.
He's on another podcast.
Yeah. Moonlighting.
Guest host.
Some walk by night, some fly by day, nothing is sweeter.
We're doing karaoke again.
No, we don't mind. We weren't good. And I apologize for the karaoke.
The karaoke might have been the better
the
part
end. Really?
Of the episode.
Really? Okay.
I know we sounded phenomenal.
I know, that's why I said to my brother and Ma, I bet we were like, oh, we sounded great. And then I was like, yeah.
You guys were drunk.
We probably sounded awful. Yeah.
Like that episode of Family Guy when Peter, they sang in front of this group and they showed what they thought they sounded like.
Pretty
and
much
then they flashed
what ran through my head.
Like.
Yeah. But.
All right.
That's all right. We still have fun.
So,
oh yeah,
when the doves cry, baby,
baby,
doves cry.
We used to mention a lot how our PS3 names, Bell's and Becky has a PS3 name.
And I probably have a different
one. Mine is Fresnan, and Bell's is Bell's
316. Bell's 316 just states, I just kicked your ass.
We used to always say, you know, friend this on there and we'll play whatever. You know, we'll play.
We don't mean it.
We'll play Call of Duty. We'll play some with you or whatever. And then I got like a friend request the other day, and I just don't think anyone's actually listening to Dorktown or actually listening to our requests. So I'm not thinking it's a Dorktown fan requesting me. I thought it was just like somebody that was,
because there's no such thing as a Dorktown fan.
Yeah, somebody that was in a group that I was playing against. They're like
unicorns.
So I just kind of ignored the request, but then I got this voicemail on our Dorktown line, which is 559-492-0542.
Call me.
It's a catch-all for all our podcasts, and
I'm waiting.
You can call about call anything, me. Like this gentleman did right now.
Okay, I just want to say one thing to you, Mike. You're an asshole. You know how many times that I've had to listen to you over and over say, oh, hey guys, we play PS3, you know, we play Call of Duty and we play all these video games and you should add us. And I hear it over and over. And after the 100th time, I was just like, you know what? I'll do it. I'll add him and I'll see if he's actually enjoyable to play with. And so I added Fresnan, and it either you don't turn on your PS3 or you don't care about people at all, because it seems like haven't accepted my friend request on the PlayStation Network, and it's been like God knows how many goddamn months and you haven't added me back, and it's like every time I turn on my PS3 I see pending response to your friend request by Fresnan, and I cry. And I have sleepless nights because of this. And it's not fair. Like, you can't treat me like this. I demand to be treated with some respect, all right? I'm one of, like, what, 12 fans? And you do this to me? I swear to God, if you don't...
Much respect.
As soon as you hear this, if you don't go to your PS3 and add Mooshawomp...
Have you done it yet?
Like, I tried to do so long ago... I have put up with so much of your shit. For you to do this to me, it's not fair.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you. Well, Thank you.
When I heard this, I immediately went on and accepted the friend request. And I looked, because he was smart, because he put, like, and he just kind of tagged it with Dorktown. And, like, so if I would have just looked at the request, I would have seen it was somebody that listens to Dorktown. But I didn't even... bother looking
because
at
you are an idiot.
Yes. So there Stupid. You go. Make sure to, you know, accept any requests you get.
All right, I'll check mine. I don't know.
We can be oblivious. You
if you've already done mine, what was it again? Mooshawomp?
Yeah, Mooshawomp. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact.
I mean, I'll coverage, see it.
Yeah, you'll see it.
If you request me.
Oh, there, you're getting a request on your phone right now.
We just got a LSB report.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm. Aaron Ford is in LSPD. He's having a LSPD beer and wine tasting right at his now. House right now. And I just got it on my phone as well. Now we're going to stop the podcast for this.
No, we're not. No, we're not. So
he just says he's having a drinking party and we're not there.
Yep. We're having
what the fuck?
Text him back. Well, we're having a motherfucking drinking party and you're not here. We're drinking. We're hanging out. We're partying.
So we cannot leave Fresno.
So yeah,
Bells is texting back. We'll get checked.
We're having a beer part a drinking party too.
Bells is currently texting. It's a great podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, our friend invited us up to his tasting party at his house, but all of us had
Which
to work.
Which is an awesome thing to do.
Yeah. It is an awesome thing to do. Yeah, so he's texting us right now.
So
trying
for our stupid jobs.
Rub it in, but you know.
So, Bells, I hear.
Yeah, you hear. Have I went to Richards.
We went to Richards. That's great. I hear you have an Orgame.
Hmm.
Is it a themed Orgame?
It kind of is.
Good.
Kinda.
Is it something
it is
we'll all relate to?
Absolutely.
Something that will piss off Becky.
Nope.
I can't relate to this.
Not at all. They're all movie stars.
Oh.
Interesting.
Or some type of celebrity.
Okay.
How many times was Bubba in there?
Zero.
Yes.
You son of a bitch.
First Orgame question.
Mm-hmm.
Al Pacino or Robert De Niro?
Al Pacino.
Ooh. Nah, who's gonna? Wow. Who's gonna? Would you freaking put that on vibrate? God dang it! Now everybody listening thinks they just got a text. They're like looking at their phone. Oh, Where's my text?
I'm sending them pictures of myself.
Oh, wow.
Are you doing genital pictures?
Are you doing that? There's an app for
Brett Favre? No.
There's an app that for that.
There's an app for genital pictures?
No. Yeah. It's called Genitals.
Genitals. We
really? You guys
genitals.
Pick Al Pacino, huh?
Yeah, well,
over what? Robert De Niro?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
why?
I think he's a...
Better actor?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Ooh.
Better than De Niro?
He's a more interesting actor.
Is he?
I don't think he's a better actor than De Niro. But he's more interesting to watch. And he's more fun to
maybe he to just imitate. Has that charisma, yeah. Exactly. I can't really put my finger on what the difference is, but I do like him better.
I was having coffee with the guy half an hour ago!
Yeah, he does have that level of crazy. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's a little more interesting.
Joe Pesci.
No.
Or Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
Come on.
Really? Over Joe Pesci? Stupid motherfucker, you!
Yeah. Definitely.
You try to go over my head, you motherfucker, you!
100%.
Yeah, I mean, that is tough, but...
maybe not Ray Liotta now.
Ray Liotta has my heart more than Joe Pesci does.
Michael Douglas or Nicolas Cage?
Michael Douglas.
Nick Cage.
Ooh.
Hello.
Oh my God.
What do you Nick say? Cage. So you're the tiebreaker here.
I so want to see, because you know he has it in him. I so want to see Nicolas Cage do like a comeback Oscar performance to have, like, it's time for him to do like come full circle and like just hit on a big Oscar performance.
He won't. He will. It's going to be Con Air 2.
Yeah. They're working on that.
He's going to win an Oscar for that. For greatest movie ever made.
Oh, I think it's Joe Vanowski.
Yes, it
is. I can hear him breathing, and it's our lab, Jovi. He's almost to the point of snoring.
Interesting. All right. Next question. Kenny Rogers.
Oh, boy.
Or Kenny G.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
That's good.
Yeah, but do you see what Kenny Rogers looks like now? He's got a big
he looks younger than he did back
99
then.
Right now.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be either at Chick Chansey or Table
That's right.
Mountain.
We're going. And the first person that calls into the podcast right now will win a pair of tickets to go see Kenny Rogers. Podcast.
Go ahead. 559-492-0542.
Go.
Call right now.
Two
call
minutes.
During the show, you'll get tickets. To
All right.
Kenny Rogers.
Next Orgame question. Sean Penn or Daniel Day-Lewis?
Sean Penn.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, for you.
I was about to say Sean Penn, but I decided to change.
That's good.
Because Daniel Day just fucking gets deep into that shit. Sean Penn probably kind of does too. Yes, but Daniel Day gets like crazy a little bit deep into his roles.
He's insane.
I like that. I like that.
Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Oh, again.
No, Tom Hanks is a nice dude. He's a nice guy, but he's a little bit boring.
Tom Cruise is nuts.
Like, oh, yeah. Exactly.
Not good nuts. Not good nuts, creepy nuts.
Yeah.
Like, ew, just.
Yeah.
You know? I don't.
Yeah, and that's he's interesting.
And Tom Hanks is interesting.
And Tom Hanks is just a nice dude.
Forrest Gump, man.
I liked him in Philadelphia. All right.
Kevin Federline.
Uh-oh.
Or Timmy T.
Wow, two Fresnans battling against each other.
Federline, hello. Wow.
Timmy T.
Come on, because
swaying over on the T side.
Notice how, like,
I'm sorry, I give my justification? My justification is that Federline has been, like, complete focus of the paparazzi. And Timmy T is never.
Hey.
Easy now.
He's been the focus. He's been the focus of Fresno blogger paparazzi.
That counts for something.
One day, Ed Stewart was behind him in traffic and took a picture of his car and license plate. Good. And then he gave it to me on the Fresno to post it on the blog. And it blew up. And it became this whole big thing. And to the point of where Timmy T and Timmy T's a supposed ex-girlfriend of Timmy T was commenting on the thread.
That's right.
I had to actually shut it down because it got so nasty on there. And I'm still to this day not sure if it was just like all Timmy T doing blogger PR. I don't know what happened. But anyway, so Timmy T gets, you know, mad paparazzi in Fresno.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, come on.
I'm sorry.
Well, you remember that though when
they need more billboards of him in around Fresno.
Remember that though when it wasn't too long ago when Kevin Federline came back to Fresno and he was with Brittany and they went to Japanese kitchen or something and there's pictures of them in the parking lot, or at least it was for Kevin. I'm not sure if Brittany was in those pictures, but
maybe it was Kevin. At least it was Kevin. Yeah, his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well. Awesome. So I say K-Fed because of that reasoning. I mean,
interesting.
Timmy T is like popular to you guys, and that's it.
All right. Next question.
I had never even heard the song before.
Okay. Enough.
Sorry. Enough.
Vanilla Ice.
Ice, baby.
Or Snow.
Snow?
I lick your bum bum down in from 12 inches of snow.
Basically, who's more annoying though?
That was the name of his album. 12 inches of snow. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Bob Barker or Chuck Woolery?
Bob Barker.
Did you like his microphone?
Bob Barker. 2-2. I do miss Chuck Woolery, though. We need to find a new vehicle for Chuck. Is he doing anything right now?
I think he's a crack dealer now.
Oh, well, never mind. He's doing fine.
Alex Trebek.
More plenty dealer Trebek. Right now.
Alex Trebek.
Oh,
Trebek.
Boy.
Or.
Trebek.
Richard Dawson.
Trebek.
Richard Dawson. Richard Dawson made out with every mom, every mom in the tri-state area.
Trebek.
Richard Dawson made out with. That was a sly little, you know, horn dog move. Like, I'm going to just give a kiss to every woman on there, and that's just going to be the thing I do. Everyone will, like, just accept it because that's what I do.
And whenever they're counting up the points on the final round, and you see my arm around her, my hand is on her ass.
Hey.
So I'm Richard Dawson.
You know how much he got laid from that show? Holy crap.
Absolutely. I'm all Richard Dawson on
there
that.
There needs
one.
To be a Richard Dawson movie.
Fuck yeah.
Who is Steve? The one that's, was he the, what, when did he do?
Family Feud.
Family
You're
Feud.
Thinking of the movie about the Gong Show guy.
I think that's the one that, there was one of them that lived in Mill Valley, and he was really next door neighbor with my friend. Yeah, and I think it was him.
Probably on Hogan's Heroes.
He was on Hogan's Heroes, too.
I think that was him. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong.
Bells. Or game. We're still playing. Or celebrity-themed. Or game.
Steven Seagal.
Oh, boy.
Was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ooh. I don't like like either of those guys.
You must pick. It's a tough choice.
Okay, then I go with Seagal.
Because why?
I don't know, because that was the first and one that answer? You said.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Because he's got fun accent.
Both answers are incorrect.
What is the correct answer, Bells?
There is none.
What's your answer?
None.
None.
It's not the option in the horror game.
Chuck Norris. Or Bruce Lee.
Chuck Norris wins everything.
Bruce Lee.
Wouldn't that be awesome to see that, though? Bruce Lee. Come on, Bruce Lee would kick his ass. But, I mean, come on.
They were in a movie together. Chuck Norris. And Bruce Lee does kick his ass. And you picked Chuck Norris. Is that what you picked?
I did, because I'm afraid Chuck Norris is still alive and he might find me.
Yeah,
Bruce Lee can't find me.
Well, he can find you.
Somehow he can.
All right. This last Or game is a double Or game.
Ooh.
Borat or The Dude?
The Dude.
Hmm. Interesting.
What's doubling? I don't understand.
Borat.
Oh, okay.
Or Walter Sobchak.
Walter Sobchak, what the fuck?
That's it. That's the end of our Or game.
Hey! Dun, 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 dun.
Good job, guys. You win nothing.
I'm on this website for a local news station, and they're talking about 4 Mexican restaurants in the valley, or in Fresno, I think only. Yes, in Fresno, that are to be rated the top, and you're supposed to vote.
They should be.
But I only know one of them. But I do know another one, but I've only driven by it. That's Castillo's. So Antonio's.
I've been to Castillo's.
Yeah, Castillo's.
That's good.
Casa Corona is the one that I know. Castillo's.
They say Casa Corona is the top 4.
Casa Corona's top 4. Casa Corona, El Toro, Castillo, and Antonio's.
Hmm. I've been to
I know them all, but they are weird choices. I think Kuka's is one of the best.
Kuka's is great.
Taco Bell. Carl's Jr.'s green
menu.
Does anybody ever order that Mexican stuff from Carl's Jr.?
This looks fantastic.
I'm
going to have a green burrito.
I've never seen anyone do that.
It's so healthy.
Have you ever eaten that?
I can't wait to eat one.
Have you ever tried it?
No, I'd rather.
No, I'm sure that's pulled out of a
suffocate in my pants.
A bag. Frozen and then thrown into a deep fryer.
I'd rather shut my pants.
Shut my pants. Well, I think it's time for a music break, because I was so drunk the last episode, completely forgot to take a music break. This one is local Fresno ska band Iwanaga with their Star Wars theme song. Here on Turktown, episode 133.
Tuscan Raiders. your pet.
So which one would you guys go to? You didn't answer the question.
Oh, that's what your question was? Which one would we vote? Oh, the four Mexican restaurants?
Yeah. Which one would you vote for?
Oh, I think I've eaten only one of those places.
Yeah, Casa Corona, huh?
So
me too.
I can't really make
it. We should go to Castillo's sometimes.
Where's that one at?
That's downtown. I drove by it one time and I was like, oh, the police chief park is there. Or the, not the police chief park. Fire chief was there. I was like, oh, that has to be good if the fire chief is there.
Oh, it has to be good.
Well, hell yeah. If they, you didn't know those guys know what the best shit is in Fresno.
That was Iwanaga.
So awesome.
Something.
Dark side.
That was great.
Release your hate. Unleash your hate. Yeah, baby. Release your anger. Unleash your hate. I went to Richards.
Tell us about Richards.
Something dark side. Something complete.
There. That's what I'm trying to do. That was worth it.
It was worth it.
No, it's worth it.
So, J.J. Abrams.
Star Wars
director.
Let's see.
You good with that? From Lost, Becky, just to clue you in.
Oh, I know what I know who he is. I know who he is.
All right. Star Trek.
I'm just not like all dorked out like everybody is about it. I'm like, that's cool. I hope he does a good job because he's going to be judged either way. If he does a bad job, of course, he's just going to
he'll be hung if he does a bad job.
But if he does a good job, there's going to be people who are still tearing his style apart and the way he did certain things. And it's just a tough thing to go into no matter what he does. So
Disney would take him out.
Good luck.
If he does a bad job, he'll get like they could use guys with blow darts. Poison tip blow dart.
They'll take him out on the Jungle Cruise, and it'll like seem like it's part of the Jungle Cruise, but in actuality, he will die from some blow darts.
He's fucking the shit up. Take him down.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him fucking it up.
I think
especially as a director. I can imagine the writing fucking up, like the story.
He might just be intimidated or something. I can't imagine him
fucking it up.
He might feel intimidated or... something might throw him off, but
I don't know.
I'm sure it's going to be awesome. It's going to be insane when it comes out.
Yeah.
The lines will be insane.
My friend, when was the first one?
Star Wars film.
Yeah.
What was the first one that came out that was in the series that.
Are you talking about Star Wars?
Yeah.
The new Hope.
The Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
One that, you know.
Was that the one?
The first of the new trilogy.
Well, there was a theater.
Hey.
There was a theater by
Suck is that bad.
There was a theater by my work that had the Lucas Dolby Digital surround sound, And my friend was seeing the movie when night it got released, and he turned around, and Lucas was standing behind him at the back of the theater.
He fucking tased him right there. He took his wallet.
He just turned around and punched him at the end.
Yeah, fuck it.
Bitch! Fuck. The fuck, man?
The fuck out of here.
As soon as it
pushed him on the ground.
As soon as the closing credits come up, he just turns around. What the fuck, man?
That is one celebrity Cole I did Coxon. Not see that lives there.
There's some cool that shit in rad. Phantom Menace. Dude, was Darth Maul not kick-ass? There's a whole Darth Maul, Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan, lightsaber duel, one of the best scenes in the whole 60G of Star Wars.
It was okay. You know.
You remember what the fuck I'm talking about? Yeah, oh, yeah, that part was great.
That was
a nice part.
It was good. It was nice. It had nice music.
John Williams was kick-ass during that scene. Kick-ass
the whole time, man. Don't you think the final battle where Obi-Wan just fucks him up?
That's what I'm talking about.
No, you're not. You're talking about the fucking... you're talking about fighting Darth Maul.
Yeah, Darth Maul. Oh,
I'm talking about the last
one. Oh, yeah, that too. That's epic too. When him and Anakin.
That's the good one.
Causes Anakin to have, for the Emperor to have to come.
Darth Maul got killed quick.
Yeah. Well, Obi-Wan took his shit out. But actually in the Clone Wars now, Darth Maul actually comes back. Because he doesn't, you see him go, half his body go down the shaft. And so he actually did survive.
I'm alive!
I'm alive! I only have half my body.
But I'm good.
All right, so J.J. Abrams, we approved. Yeah. We got to get Trent in on this.
Oh, Trent's not going to like it.
No, he likes the J.J. Abrams
Does
choice.
He? But, yeah. Okay.
He's on board with it.
Is he?
Okay. His whole thing was against Lucas. He has the issues with Lucas. Yeah. So. He's all about J.J. Abrams.
See, I'll tell you why. One time, a long time ago, in a city far, far away, a bad adventure took place. Trent C was walking into a bar, walks up, sits down, order a drink, and when the drink shows up, right before he grabs it to take a drink, another hand reaches out and grabs that drink, drinks it. He turns around and says, "What the fuck?" And it happens to be George Lucas his drink.
Holy shit.
And it really, really upset him because he really wanted that drink. He had a bad day. He needed that drink. George Lucas came and grabbed it and he drank it. Drank it right in front of him, the whole thing. Downed it, set it down, slammed the glass down on the counter. He says to him, "I'm George Lucas." And he walked the fuck out of the bar. And Trent's been pissed ever since.
"I'm George Lucas." Clunk. Walks out.
Yep. Left a sour note.
Motherfucker.
Sour note.
And then since Trent that day, I vow on every podcast I'm on to desecrate you, you son of a bitch.
There's a beam of light shining
you
right over
him. You stole my childhood.
Yep.
And burned it in hell. And now you'll burn it hell for what you've done to my childhood. All right, the last episode, we did our first Lebowski segment. There's another Lebowski segment topic for to throw out there for you guys.
Okay.
Should there be a Big Lebowski 2? Would you want to see that? In thinking of the lore, thinking of the love of the movie, and you've got this one thing where you would love to see those characters again, at the same time, it would taint them as well.
Yeah.
So how much your love for seeing those characters do something again go against?
Yeah. Look what happened to The Hangover.
Oh, come on. Hangover is not, nothing like not as beloved Lebowski. As The Big Lebowski.
I think it would be a bad idea. I think they should leave it alone.
The Coen Coen Brothers have never done a sequel, have they?
I don't think they do it. It's beneath. They're not sequel guys. It's totally beneath them.
Yeah.
They say, I don't see where they could go with it. Really,
where you could just like you could do anything with
it. Yeah, but that's the point.
Donnie's the only one that's dead.
That's the point, though. Is that they know you could? They could put them in any situation, and they're just those characters. And,
yeah,
and that's not enough for them.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, I see that. As far as they
wrote their stories. They had two great characters. I mean, they had a bunch of great characters. Don't get me wrong. There you go.
That's like saying
Fargo. Now they're like, hey, we're going to do one with Tom Hanks. He's got this fucked up Southern mustache.
Yeah, that one was just not that great.
And it's not going to turn out so hot.
There were several misses by the Coen brothers.
Yeah. Which one?
That was one of them. Oh, well, of course, that was a story they didn't write. They just, you know, redid it.
What was the one about?
That was the Tom Hanks one was the one where he's this Southern guy and it's like everyone just keeps getting killed.
What was the name of that movie?
Throwing the bodies onto the garbage.
Yeah.
Thing. I forget. And something about the basement.
Yeah, the basement. It was like a caper, and they were going
to
use that.
Drilling a hole to go to break into a bank.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
Like everyone kept dying, and everyone kept getting killed or whatever, and they kept dumping the bodies.
And they were trying to hide it from the old lady.
See, maybe it wasn't. So maybe I want to see it again.
I don't.
It was. It just like you kept wanting it. You wanted it to be good. You still wanted it to be good because it was like a prime time for Tom Hanks. And then I'm like, oh, Tom Hanks in a Coen Brothers movie. It's gonna be fucking awesome.
I thought it was good. I like dry comedy. There's a lot of dry comedy in it.
It just wasn't popping like
a
normal Coen Brothers like.
Yeah, it wasn't funny.
Oh, so would you say Big Lebowski over Raising Arizona?
Yeah.
This is sort of an annoying question.
I love Raising Arizona, but yes, definitely. Yeah. Big Lebowski is one of my favorite movies, so that's hard to, you know, gauge with any other.
That's tough. Over Fargo?
Yeah. Love Fargo, too.
What about?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, I still like it more.
Still over, well, those movies, man, those are tough to beat, any of those movies.
All right.
Coen Brothers kick ass.
Indiana Jones series?
We're starting another one.
Or Star Wars.
Star Wars. That's a good question, though. It's tough. But Star Wars.
Stargate?
What about you, Bal? Star Wars or Indiana Jones?
Star Wars. Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. I just said like it. Stargate. Stargate or what?
Stargate or Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, Battlestar Galactica. I never got into Stargate.
Neither did I.
I didn't watch too much of the new Battlestar Galactica.
Neither did I.
I watched a little bit, but...
Fuck.
Yeah. Becky's real, just staring me down. I'm uninterested. Do something interesting.
Oh no, that's not why I'm staring at you.
There's a new habit opening up.
There is?
In Clovis.
No, we don't talk about Clovis on this podcast.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
We're not talking about Clovis.
Move on.
Here's another thing that Clovis needs. I went to the Outback the other night and I waited a long ass time to sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
Why do they not have another fucking
high horse?
Open up another fucking restaurant near my house and shut the fuck up about it. Just fucking do it.
No.
Sorry.
We got our one Outback. We don't need multiple Outbacks, especially not in Clovis.
Nobody's talking to you. Fuck, nobody's talking to you, boy.
Yeah, they are. I'm on this show.
Fuck off, man. Nobody's talking to you. Who the fuck's talking to you, boy? I fuck you from here, man.
Fuck you from here.
How do you do that?
It's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
It expands.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
Folds out.
Folds out. That makes more sense. Yeah. Thank you for the visual.
Are we still doing or back to another or game, Bells?
I don't know. Is this?
I don't know. You're looking at your or game pad you have something there.
Nope.
Okay. You're just staring off.
I thought you were going to start the Star Wars music.
Oh, okay.
I guess you're not.
Sorry. No.
You got more shit to say, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
So, Aaron Ford is having a tasting.
Yeah. We have an update on that?
He's got a tasting going on.
And you have an update?
Things are tasty.
Okay. Are you writing for him now? Or?
Glad things
doing,
are tasty.
You're doing some writing for him?
Yeah. He's channeling it through me. Through, okay. You know, a vibe.
That's great.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Every month, we do a podcast rankings, Dorktown podcast rankings. Now, you guys may not be aware of this, but
I'm aware of
we do it on dorktown.net. Yeah. Don't use the W's. Apparently, GoDaddy doesn't let you buy the W's anymore. Just use dorktown.net. And you can see every month they do podcast rankings. And especially the Indie Top 25 is out there. And a lot of good podcasts on there. And there's some good buzz on Twitter of vying back and forth of like number ones and rankings and whatnot. And one of our favorite podcasts, Fernicast in Wyoming.
Podcast.
Fernicast. The brothers, the brother sister podcast. Mandy over there stresses about the rankings a lot. And, damn it. And she was talking about it on a recent episode of Fernicast. I'd like to hear some of that right now.
Told you.
When it comes up.
Turn off the lights.
Let's all turn off the lights and listen to this.
Okay, so we're getting into weird news now.
Time to get into finally some weird news. This will be our first weird news of the new year.
I don't give a shit. Oh, hey, breaking news. Did you see this?
What?
We're number 4 on the Dorktown.
Oh, God damn it.
We slipped from number 2, but that's okay. We only released like one podcast in December, too.
Yeah, that's true. I think it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, we're still in the top 10. Thank you guys at Dorktown. We really appreciate you for ranking us, for making us fight amongst our friends.
I'm going to put on my spiked podcast shoes and climb my way back up.
Yeah, we only, see, I'm not worried about it because we only had down to go. We were already at the apex, basically.
Almost.
Close. Until we can kill the guys on the Unkempt show.
They weren't up there last time. They weren't above us last time. No.
Really? Oh.
No. Number one was that one about poop, whatever that one was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The poop show.
No, well, I should have been on out. They should have me as a guest now that I've almost crapped myself.
That's what this podcast is known as. Nutty Bites.
In my pants.
I'll give you a nutty bite.
God. Just, wow.
That's brother and sister.
That's a brother and sister.
Get inappropriate.
Wow.
He talks about right having guys. Sex. He talks about his penis and okay. Right there with his sister.
Well, what are you going to do? They're doing a podcast. I guess I got to get beyond it.
What are you going to do? Oh, you got to talk about your penis. You're on a podcast. We're yeah. Not going to bring up your penis.
Oh, no,
we're not going to bring it up and how you use it and what you would do with it. I mean, it's a fucking podcast. It's what you do.
Start talking about your penis. What you do. How you use it.
It's all been said before.
Yep.
I do stuff with it. Various points of the day, it gets used. For what? Who knows? But it gets used.
Now we're all thinking about my penis.
No. I highly suggest not to do that.
What do you do? You good. Hump cows or horses out in Madera, man, or something?
Don't worry about it. Wow.
What do you do to go to the bathroom?
That's what I'm talking about. That was more of what I was referencing.
That's not how.
What do I use to go to the bathroom? Is that
what do you? No. What do you do? Like, what do you need to? Yeah, I guess. What do you use? We need to get you what's called a stadium pal. Have you
ever? Oh.
I'm not gonna use a stadium pal. It's time for the Fonzie. Hey, something we also kind of more or less forgot the last show because I was too drunk.
I'm going to give a Fonzie out to Texas Roadhouse.
What?
Wow, man. Are you serious? Me, fool. Yes.
Texas Roadhouse. It's nothing like... Wait, what was your line? You got used... The Den 60... Roger used it in the Den 60 video.
What do you mean?
You had to... When Texas Roadhouse opened up, and I was like, oh, this is Texas Roadhouse. And you're like, it's nothing like... You referenced another... It's nothing like Famous Days or something. I think maybe it was Famous Days, you said.
No, I don't remember.
See, you don't remember your own comedy.
No. That's what makes it great.
Roger, call in right now, please.
Roger, would you call in? Jesus.
Right now.
Call, yeah. Call me.
I'm not participating here. Why are you giving them Fonzie? Because all the food they give you? Do you even remember who you just gave a Fonzie to?
Yeah, I did. It was really good.
It was really good. It was a great Fonzie.
I'm not going to remind you of what it was.
Good.
I'm just going to let you forget it.
Okay.
Can Becky, do you have a Fonzie A to give out?
I'm going to give a Fonzie A.
Let
me go to my notes here. Oh, yeah, to Mike Oz for all the years he was with the Fresno Beat. We have to say goodbye to him.
Yes.
He's been on the podcast before, and we have enjoyed his writing locally in the newspaper and locally if you follow him on his blog. So...
Yeah, Mike Oz, we had
Mike, we will read you on Yahoo News, though. What is he doing sports on
Yahoo Sports blog.
Yahoo Sports. Goodbye. So look for Mike Osligata.
Goodbye, Mike. Goodbye, Mike Osligata.
We've had Mike Oz on the show here. For those that aren't Fresnans, he was our local columnist, entertainment beat, basically, local... culture entertainment beat for the Fresno Bee, our local paper, and he got a gig with Yahoo Sports, so he moved on. So respect to what Mike Oz has done in the past 10 years, and he'll still I actually went to his goodbye party last night, and I talked to him, and he said he'll still come on any of the podcasts that we have. And
he still does a radio show and still...
Osmosis on New Rock 104.1.
And locally here.
Which he releases in podcast form as well. But yeah, so respect to Mike Oz. And also, I want to give a Fonzie A to our boy Joshua Teehee.
Because
Joshua is taking over the Mike Oz spot. So now you're going to see Josh as a columnist for the Bee and on the Beehive and everything. So, and, of course, do the podcast with him, Flowing with Famous. Check that out. So now it's big time. Josh is big time now.
Yay.
You want to know big time?
What's up, Hillary? Hey, to Hillary, one of our best listeners.
Hey, Hillary. One of the
only people
I
can get feedback from is
Hillary. Even though you think Mike's voice is sexier than mine, damn it.
Yeah.
Hello. Okay. Hey.
We're going to have a sexy off again. It's a sexy off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Can I get on the list?
Yeah, sure.
Hey. I just I don't know how to do it.
Hey, how's it going?
I don't know how to
do it. I want to buy you a drink, girl.
Buy you a drink. Real good.
Girl.
Get you a real drink.
Last time somebody hit on me, it was at a bar.
Stiff drink.
Mike wasn't around. And I...
What?
It was
I there?
This is how long ago it was. Oh. This is how long ago it was. Actually, I don't want to tell people my age, so fuck it. Fuck it all.
No, well, you don't have to use... You really have to use a year to...
Yeah.
For the story to work?
Well, no, the person's... bought me a drink and sat next to me, and I was just with my brother at a bar in Portland, and he... And I looked at him and I froze up. I don't know how to act around guys other than my husband. And he froze up and I'm like, oh, I'm 30 and I'm married. I'm sorry. I can't do anything. And he just looked at me. He's like, just wanted to buy you a drink. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Oh. I'll take it.
Oh. Okay.
What's happening? A man's hitting on me, Andy. What's happening?
I'm 30 and I'm married.
I'm 30 and married. This can't be happening.
Don't talk to me.
What's happening?
Anyways.
Fonzie A to that guy that bought producer Becky a drink.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
He was like 21, too.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking bastard.
Really young ass.
You better watch it, motherfucker.
Yeah! What's up, motherfucker?
Oh, fuck.
Your little Portland Your little Portland world.
Fucking snap your neck like a twig. Fuck with the
president. Shit. Shithead for shits. And now...
Gary Sharon and...
Gary Sharon, Van Halen here on Darktown.
You got a fiery hole.
Here's a fire in your hole.
And it's over.
We're still going here.
I'm still going.
Are we still recording? Yeah. Oh,
it's time for a boondoggle.
It's a boondoggle.
No. No. Didn't we discuss this today? We got negative feedback on Twitter.
Ed does not like boondoggle.
I think Ed was just trying to get the rise out of it.
I don't think it's being serious.
I was from.
How could you not like the show Boondoggle?
I don't know.
With it Red Frank.
Because it's so loud and your voice gets so piercing and it's like, oh, shut the
Whose
fuck
voice?
Up.
Not my voice.
Yours. Whoever the hell is calling in doing the Boondoggle.
No, the host.
The host, whatever his name is.
Yeah. Red Frank. Everyone knows Red Frank.
I'm very sorry. I didn't remember.
Boondoggle? Did you see the West Side Ford the guy that character is based off of, the West Side Ford and Fireball, got closed down.
Oh.
Moving all to Los Banos.
That's right. I did see that.
So that's some updating local news on there. Local. There you go.
It's because of the Boondoggle?
Yeah, I completely agree with him. Yeah. No, I don't think he was fucking around. Boondoggle. I don't think he was. Maybe he was. But I agree. We got a lot of positive feedback for Boondoggle. I hated it. Immediately, I was like, Michael, you can't do that again. And then all of a sudden, all these people started tweeting him. Oh, yep. Love it. That was great. I was like, fuck you.
It was like, Becky was like going around going like, that Boondoggle was terrible, Mike. and I thought it was. There's some funny shit in there, and she's like, "God, that was we can't do that again." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess it was kind of shitty." And then all of a sudden, not even like a day later,
all
these people were on Twitter like, "Holy shit, Boondoggle was so fucking fun!" And like, we never get feedback like that at all. I was like, "Wow, Becky."
To the point where I was like, "They're fucking with him."
Maybe they were. They're all let's tell him Boondoggle is funny.
And then Ed did that, and I was very happy. So I don't think he was fucking around. Better not a motherfucker. Better not.
All right. Darktown. Remember to find us on Twitter @Darktown.
Yep.
.net.
We have live chat rooms.
Go on iTunes and give us a review.
Come into a live chat.
Live chats. Live Dork chats.
Photo Stitcher's chat. With me.
Go into the Bell's room. It gets angry.
And what's our phone number you can call anytime to leave a phone 559-492-0542.
Really?
And we apologize again to the guy with the PlayStation who, did we tell that story again? Was that in the first part or was this in the...
No, that was in the recorded part.
Version. Okay, so we apologize to you, Mr. Dude.
Mr.
PlayStation guy. Sorry.
I haven't even been playing lately.
I'll check my request tonight.
I gotta tell you, this is the shit I've been dealing with for years. So I get it. I understand and I'm sorry, dude.
I'm sorry, man. you can empathize with anybody that has problems with me. You're like, yep. Had that problem. All right. Thanks for listening to Darktown. And
see you around like a donut.
Indiepodcast.com. Check that out.
All right, partners. Y'all pack it into that. All right, partners. Stay good. Stay clean. Stay gold, pony boy.